in the north woods of Minnesota, loggers clear the virgin forest to build the cities of America. Thousands of men work with axe and saw, but one man stands above the rest, literally. You know his name. He's the folk hero, Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan.
He stands so tall, he Paul eats Bunyan, the clouds.
Paul Bunyan.
With baby's blue ox, he's
Bunyan,
so proud.
Paul Bunyan.
His shoulders span the countryside with plaid that's fashioned dignified.
Paul Bunyan.
Whoa there, babe. I need to let my axe cool before it melts. You've been doing a fine job hauling logs this morning. Mind your tongue. You'll get your sugar cubes, friend. I tell you, working this high timber...
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello, this is Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan.
His phone is bigger than a cow.
Paul Bunyan.
His data plan makes kids say, wow.
Paul Bunyan.
When he hits send, it shakes the stars. Paul Bunyan always has four bars.
Paul Bunyan.
Babe, you won't believe this. That was the FLI by Night Oil Company in Williston, North Dakota. Why, yes, that is the area I flattened in a fit of rage one winter. Anyway, they're offering me $1 million contract to extract oil from the sands of the Western Dakotas. They said all I'd need to do would be to drive my pick into the earth and use my mighty straw. Easy money. Let's get out of here. Hey, boss.
Yeah, Paul. Where is it? Well, did you clear those acres yet?
Nah, listen, here's the deal. I'm going to work for the oil companies for a while, at least until I can afford to buy a professional hockey team or my own senator. I figure it will take a few months. I'll call you when I know, but I gotta shove. I'm taking Babe with. He can pull the tanker trailers and handle public relations. That's right, Babe. Development of the American energy industry does reduce our dependence on foreign oil.
No. What are you talking about, Paul? You're the greatest lumberjack in the woods. I can't afford to lose you. You can take down a white pine with one swing of your trusty axe, pick it up, and throw it to the mill like a spear.
Wood is the past. Oil is the future. I mean, it's cheap, plentiful. How could it ever run out? Causing petroleum prices to rise in a delicate global commodities market. Why would our economic leaders lead us down that road? It wouldn't make any sense. It's been great, boss, but I'll be gone for some time. Good luck here in Beltrami County.
Paul, wait, can't we work something out?
Paul Bunyan.
He's gone west to tap the crude boo-hoo.
Paul Bunyan
is an oily dude.
Paul Bunyan.
Selling out and being crass. Don't let that big door hit
you. Hey! Knock it off, you woodland chorus. Don't forget who rescued you from that two-bit gin joint and gave you steady work. Come on, babe. These woods are too small for us.
He's gone away.
Oh, this is bad. I need to deliver 1,000 timbers downriver to the mill or else I'm gonna get fired. My head is swimming. I need the wisdom that only a camp cook can provide. Hey, Miss Elsie, get over here.
Yeah, what is it, boss? I got shoe-packed pies in the oven and spuds a-boiling.
Never mind that, Elsie. Paul and Babe just left for North Dakota.
Holy swing dingles. That's trouble. You fired all them actual lumberjacks when Paul showed up, and they went and joined a union. To get them back, I'd have to feed them filet mignon and gourmet sherbet. I don't even know how to spell them.
Don't remind me, I know. Paul was able to do everything so easily. He was tall. He was strong. He
ate everything in camp. Have you seen the outhouse? Ooh! Sweat pads and logging berries. It staggers the mind.
Oh, how I have clambered up the corporate ladder of the 19th century timber industry, only to be laid low by the rolling logs of fate. I have two daughters at the teacher's college, you know, with tuition at 50 cents a credit. That's not easy.
Oh, I know. And that doesn't include chalk and girdles. Them girdles are required, you know.
Well, we're going to have to figure out something. Hey, didn't Paul say he had a brother, Steve, who lived down in Duluth? If he's half and big as strong as Paul, he can help us out. Let's send for him.
Mm.
Steve Bunyan.
The big dramatic turning point. The big dramatic turning point.
Steve Bunyan
comes to save the day. With maps in hand, he finds his way.
Steve Bunyan.
Hey, Elsie. He's here. Steve Bunyan is here.
Where? I'm looking up near the tree line for his giant head. All I see is the sun.
No, look down on the road. He's not that tall.
My stars and garters. He's just a little feller, not but 5'9".
Hi, I'm Steve Bunyan. You the boss?
Yeah, this is my lumber camp. This here is Miss Elsie, the camp cook.
How you doing, Steve?
Oh, pretty good. Anything that gets me out of the office is a pretty good deal. I work in the county surveyor's office. Oh, I read a lot of maps.
I see. And who's this here?
Oh, this is Bob the Ox.
Yes, Bob is a fine ox. I see he's kind of a blackish-gray color.
Right. That's the color they usually come in.
How big would you say Bob is, Steve?
Oh, I'd say he's pretty big. He's an ox, you know. They're a lot bigger than horses.
Not quite as big as a bunkhouse, though, eh, Steve?
A bunkhouse? Oh, no. Oxen generally don't get that big.
So how would you describe Bob?
Well, I'd say he's a regular ox.
Bob the regular ox. And you're Steve Bunyan, Paul's brother?
Right. Though people always used to joke that I was the regular-sized milkman's kid.
Well, I suppose that's all okay as long as you can clear this forest by the end of the week.
What? The whole forest? With what?
Your mighty axe and steady saw?
You mean these? I got these at a hardware store on the way up here.
Are you serious? One, that's a bow saw, and two, that axe handle looks about 18 inches long.
Hey, I tried that 3-foot handle, but it slipped and hit a squirrel. Dang near lost an eye from all the nuts he threw at me.
Have you ever worked as a lumberjack before?
Well, I made a coffee table once back in shop class. Paul liked it. He used it as a toothpick.
Listen, if I knew Paul's brother was just a regular guy with a regular ox, I don't know if I would have sent all the way to Duluth for you.
Yeah, I suppose. I can see your point. I mean, it's not like I haven't heard that before. My whole life I've lived in the shadow of my brother. I mean, literally, in the shadow. On account of his height, I didn't see the sun until I was 16 years old. But then I learned that there's a big world out there and that world can be charted on these wonderful things called maps. Oh, I loved maps, the way Paul loved being extremely large and destructive. When he went out to the woods, I went into the library and found out my true calling. I only came out here because I want to see some of the world that I've always read about. You can send me away if you like, but I'm done dreaming about the world. I'm ready to live.
I don't know. I guess I shouldn't have expected you to be just like your brother. Hey, now, wait a minute. I think you've got an idea. Maybe, just maybe, you could use your skills to help us.
How? I'll never cut down all the trees you need.
Paul cut down the forests of the upper Midwest to build America, but you could fill them back in with knowledge. In the wake of carnage, perhaps you, Steve Bunyan, can create new understanding. Where there's discord, perhaps you can bring harmony. Where there is despair, Steve, you and your regular-sized ox, much like any other ox, could bring hope to the hopeless.
But he is just an average man, completely typical in every way, utterly unremarkable, mediocre, milquetoast, mundane, regular. Why, he can't even lift an axe.
Okay, we get it. Now, that might be, but I'm good at maps. And I am fun at parties. Here, pull my thumb.
We won't need to, Steve. This is how you're going to make your mark. You're going to map the Great North Woods. You're going to chart every corner of every backwoods byway of this forest. Note every lake, every fish, every deer and moose. You're going to check the height and width of every tree. You're going to tell the world everything there is to know about the mighty boreal forest of this land.
And you're going to bring back that map right here so we can figure out where Paul lost that 40 up by Dora Lake.
I think I can do that. In fact, I'm going to start right now. I'm going to hop up on Bob here and pull that cart of surveying equipment out into the wilderness. This will be the crowning achievement of my life. I'm going to make the greatest map that ever existed.
Well, Steve, I can tell you one thing for certain. The Great Northern Logging Company would sure appreciate just such a map. Good luck.
Yeah,
good luck, Steve Bunyan. The world is depending on you, more or less within reason. I mean, as long as you don't.
Thank you both. My life has a new purpose. You have unlocked the key to my imagination. I will henceforth help the human race find the right direction, so long as they hold the map right side up. Goodbye!
Well, Elsie, I guess this just goes to show the power of regular people to do good, even if they lack any discernible talent or distinguishing features.
Right. But what are we going to do about that quota of logs you got to send down the river?
I don't know. I've been thinking, maybe this corporate rat race isn't for me after all. If I've learned anything from Steve Bunyan, the most average man to ever walk these woods, it's that sometimes life doesn't need to be so complicated. You know, though, we could run some copper wire up that tallest white pine over there, and using a series of modulated electromagnetic waves, we could send out a signal that we could use to create in the bunkhouse. We could play music, talk about the weather, maybe even do a big show.
Stove lids and swamp water. Not a bad idea, boss. Let's get ourselves a cup of blackjack, and we'll make a plan. I'll be glad to quit cooking slop for a bunch of snoring lumberjacks and do what I've always known I was born to do. Sell valuable underwriting to area business supporters.
And that's the incredibly true story of the first broadcast of KBXE from the pioneer days of the Chippewa National Forest.